All right. I'm still waiting for the grants pass numbers, but for now I'm going to go ahead and close out the net and start the conversation, and I will receive the grants pass numbers whenever you guys have them. So let me go over here. You've been listening to the Southern Oregon GMRS AMON Net. Other nets on this repeater are Monday nights at 8 p.m., Southern Oregon GMRS Emergency Preparedness Net, hosted by Max, WRDG580, and sometimes myself and others. This is another regional net to keep connected in times of emergency, plus special radio tips and exercises are a bonus. Break. On Wednesday nights, as you heard from Karen, Patriot Ladies Net, hosted by Karen, WRJX359. This is a place where like-minded ladies of all ages come together and discuss the many possibilities of living in Southern Oregon area, as well as practice radio skills and develop some pretty cool friendships. And all the way from young ladies all the way up to the older women. I have to say, if you've been listening in and wish to experience the enhanced communication capabilities of a repeater, you'll need a GMRS license, which requires no testing. It's only $35 and good for the entire family for 10 years. So if you have children or other people in your life, they may use your call sign, and good for everybody for 10 years. You can visit OregonGMRS.org for more information and guidance on this. We wish to thank the fine folks at OregonGMRS.org and DDB.org for the use of this repeater system. We also give thanks to the many individuals who give so much of their time and equipment and technical skills. That's pretty awesome, you guys. Thank you. This concludes the Southern Oregon AMRON Net. This is WRKV 487 Kimber, now returning the repeater back to normal GMRS operations. And we're going to have the AMRON discussion about Faraday bags now. So, please come now.